That's a playground fully accessible to all kids, including those with wheelchairs and other disabilities.
So our goal was to, you know, promote inclusion, improve the safety of the playground itself, increase recreational and educational opportunities on that playground, and then to also promote physical fitness for all children as they go out and play and learn to be friends.
Darcy Burke with the Elvium Playground Improvement Committee says they've gotten close to that goal by placing as finalists in a contest sponsored by Play School and Hasbro. The grand prize, a $300,000 boundless playground. If the group wins, they'd have the first such playground in the state. If not, they'll keep fundraising.
Having a parent-teacher organization that's willing to and able to start working to increase the awareness of this problem and to start raising funds to improve things like playgrounds around the schools is really a benefit out of this whole project.
The committee's hoping supporters from around Wisconsin will sign on at their website at playgroundsupport.com. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.